lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. And you hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me any longer. I had hit my version of rock bottom. I'm in Inglewood, living off Arborvita. I'm on government assistance, and I run out of money, and I had to buy Pampers for Jelani. And I had $11.42 in the bank. And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. You know, someone said, because when I tell the story, I always get teary-eyed. And someone said, do you fabricate the tears because you've told the story so much? No, I'm a mama. Every time I tell the story, I feel it again. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach, and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again. And that day, what shifted for me, was I was willing, and I don't know if this is gonna sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I had been so that I can birth the woman that I was becoming. I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first. I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go. Go through the door myself, teach myself, learn myself, condition myself, and then come back and get them. I'm much more valuable to them now. But I had to go through a window time of 10 years of judgment. You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you're... I had to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenienced. See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. Most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself today, so your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out? Every day before I checked in with anybody else.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in once again to the Heart Chasers podcast. I am so happy to be here with you guys today. This is like the highlight of my day right now. I've had quite a rough Friday, but oh well, I'm going to push through. We're going to push through. We're going to make it. For those of you out there having a rough Friday, I know most people be happy on Fridays, but if you're having a rough Friday, keep pushing. When you're having a rough time, that means something good is on the way. So keep pushing. Keep striving towards those goals, meet those goals. I said that we win it all 2019, so it doesn't matter what it looks like. You're going to end up on top if you just keep going, keep persevering. Remember, I told you have to be flexible and you have to be specific. You have to be specific about what it is that you want, what goals that you have for this year, and you have to be flexible enough that when something happens, when life happens, find another way to get to the goal. Just whatever you do, don't stop. That's the only way that you lose is if you stop. That's my encouraging word for the day. So hopefully that touched somebody out there that listened. I want to talk about a few like entertainment things before I get into the subject for tonight. So y'all know that Solange done dropped her album. Y'all gonna have to pray for me about this album because I couldn't make it past the third track. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, and it's just like almost like I couldn't some of the stuff I couldn't even understand what she was saying. Once I looked up the lyrics, then I understood what it was that she was saying. But like, for somebody who's just not going to take the time to look up the lyrics or anything of that nature, it just wasn't clear at first what she was saying. And I don't know, it was just very hard for me to get into. Maybe I just need to take some more time and, you know, just sit down and listen to it again and just without nothing on my mind or something like that or whatever. But, oh, my God, like, I want to get into it so bad. I really do, because I love Solange as an artist. I think she's real. But, oh, it's just, it was hard for me to get into that one. So, to be continued on that album, because I'm going to have to come back to that. Y'all know I love Grown-ish. That is my show. Anybody that has not watched that show, please watch it, especially in our age bracket and below, those people that are in college, etc. Like, Grown-ish is some real, like, they talk about some real stuff on there, and it's so relatable because we find ourselves going through those same situations, dealing with those same things, especially when it comes to relationships and friends and career ambition, etc. So, I love that show. The season finale for this season, or the mid-season finale, I guess I should say, was last night. But I did not get to watch it. I haven't watched it yet. But I will watch it probably this weekend, or sometime next week. But I'll be done watching it again before I talk to y'all again. Okay, cool. And we went to go see Madea, the new Madea movie, Madea's Funeral. That movie was, so you know, you had Mabel, Madea, or whatever, and Mr. Brown, those was the two, like, extra. Then you had Cora. Cora was the calm one and kind of leveled it out. But you see, you, now you have Madea, you have Bam, you have Hattie, you have Joe, and then this new character, Uncle Hethor, something like that. It's just too much. It's too much. Like, it's throwing the balance off. Like, they're doing so much to the point to where I feel like it's taking away from the message of the movie. That's my experience. Somebody else may have a different experience, but that's my opinion on that. It's just, it's throwing off the balance. It's too much for them. Like, if you gonna have, like, they don't all need to be on the screen at the same time. Except for, like, major scenes, but, like, for, like, just a little, every time you see Madea, you see one or the other also as well. It's just too much. It's just too much at one time. Too much. But I love those two characters, though. But just all of them together is just a lot going on with that. Yeah, so I think that's all I have. I don't really want to, and just side note, I don't really want to focus on being, like, pop culture type of podcast. We have a lot of those out there, and not, you know, and I love them. I actually love them. I listen to a lot of pop culture podcasts. But that's not, like, I give you a little entertainment here and there about, you know, what I find and what I watch, etc. But I don't want to, that's not what I want this podcast to be focused on, because they have a lot of that out there. Everybody's already doing it, and I want to do something different. Like my little intro theme song, I always say, I'm gonna do my own thing. Hey, and that's Chance the Rapper, by the way, if you guys did not know, that is Chance the Rapper. I love that song. That's like, actually, I think I'm going to play that. I'm going to be tuning into that song this weekend, because, like I said, it's been a rough Friday, y'all. Maybe I'll tell y'all at one point in time what all is happening right now in my life. But I'm not ready to share it, because I'm not finished going through it. I got to work through it first so that I'll be able to encourage somebody else. The Bible says that we overcome by the word of our testimony. My God. So yeah, I have a testimony for you guys, so to be continued on that. But I want to get into the topic today. The topic today is Safe Space Part 2. I did do a part 1 on this already, I actually posted a status the other day, I posted one on my page, and then I posted one in one of the, I'm in, like, a lot of, LGBT relationship, marriage, couples type of groups or whatever on Facebook. I posted a question in the, first I'll start off with the one on my status, that I posted. So that post that I posted was, let me get to it. So I said, what issues in the relationships that seem to be a trend that you have faced? So, and I was just curious to see, what is it that people deal with, are like, you know, people that are out there in the dating world, are that are in a relationship, what is a trend that you see that happens to, you know, in your experience a lot? And I had a lot of people that said communication skills is a big issue when they're, and I did ask, like, were there specific areas of relationship, of communication that they were experiencing? And it, not necessarily so much as specific things that from the responses that I got. But I found this to be quite interesting because in my last post, I stated that, you know, your significant other may not come to you if they don't feel like that they have a safe space. But what I found out through this interaction with, you know, people on my Facebook page is that it wasn't always that the safe space was not there. It was more so of the ignorance of recognizing when you have a safe space, and also your past relationships play a role in, or their past relationship had played a role in them, in their communication skills. So, for example, I had one person tell me that their spouse created a safe space for them, always brought them, hey, you got anything that you want to say to me, you know, anything that, you know, that we need to get out there on the table or whatnot. Because in her last relationship, she said that I was used to being in a box, being shut down by my past relationships. I didn't know how to communicate, and it was always an argument. It wasn't necessarily that she didn't have a safe space to be able to express herself in. She was scared to express herself, even though she had a safe space. She still felt the need to hold on to things because she didn't know how to communicate what it was, because she was so used to arguing. When you grow up, like, and this is, I posted a status earlier this week that said, we as Black people are, you know, we as humans, we have a lot of layers to us already as it is. And then when you start adding other aspects of our lives and of our identity on top of that, i.e. being Black, or being gay, being Latino, being a minority, you know, any type of minority or oppressed culture out there, then you start adding layers on top of those layers as well. And so we have so much shit to work through, to peel back, to get to the core of who we are, you know, actually are, and just being able to express ourselves unapologetically. Like, it's crazy. I really found that in this comment, I went on a side note there, but I really found that in this comment or whatever. So she was so used to the way of communication being arguing that her significant other created a safe space for her, and she didn't know how to utilize it. She did not know how to utilize. So it's not only about having a safe space, it's about knowing how to utilize that safe space as well. And that's like, it's almost like, and that's almost just as important as having a safe space. Because if you have something you don't, that's like having a spoon and don't know how to use it. You can starve to death and die, and you have the utensils or the tool that you need to be able to eat and survive. And that was a very good analogy that I thought of on the spot. But this, I guess, you know, I can refer that back to relationships. If you're not utilizing the tools that, is being presented to you to make the relationship great, or to communicate properly in a safe space and, without judgment, then your relationship is gonna die. It's gonna die eventually. Because, you know, nobody wants to argue all the time, or for everything to be an argument. I mean, you're going to argue sometimes. That's just life in general. But to not, you know, be able to communicate properly just because, you know, you don't know how, that can kill your relationship. Especially when somebody's giving you a good tool to have to, in order to communicate and, you know, not in order to communicate effectively, and non-violently, and be able to come up with solutions. And this doesn't happen overnight, you guys. Like, I just want that to be known as well. Because I did ask, you know, where was the turning point in their relationships, that they were able to start recognizing, oh, I have a safe space. I can share things with my significant other and not have to worry about judgment, them leaving me, et cetera, you know, on me or whatever. We can talk about this, come up with a solution and work through it. Some people said it took them several years to get to that space in their relationship. Several years. So that's why I encourage people, like, you know, as I was saying before, we have a lot of layers, and sometimes it takes a while to work through them layers. Even when, you know, and sometimes it's a good practice to even start working on that while you're single. Like, even though you're single, I'm pretty sure you have friends. Create a safe space for you and your friends, a time where you guys can sit down and talk without judgment. Y'all probably already have that. I don't know why this happens, but when we get in relationships, we don't recognize or don't give our significant other that room or area to be able to express themselves without judgment, without getting mad, oh, you did this, you blah blah that. But it's good to recognize when you have that safe space, though. When you recognize that you have that safe space, when your significant other is giving you that safe space, and not only the person giving you that safe space, but recognizing that you have it and utilizing that safe space, because it does no good for you to have something and not utilize it. That is a good tool to have, a safe space, to be able to express yourself, because without that, you're going to be holding on to, like I said in my last podcast about safe space, if you don't recognize or utilize the safe space that your significant other is giving to you, you're going to hold on to that, and you're going to find somebody that you will and that you can release that, or do feel like that you can release that to. That's going to end up being your go-to person, not your significant other. And it's going to create a gap in the space and a disconnect between you and your significant other. Recognize when you have that safe space, because it is very important as well. Not only recognize it, but utilize it as well. And then I asked the question as to, and this is the one that I asked in the group, what do you and your spouse do to create a safe space in your relationship? And then this is, like, ironic, but a lot of them said, talk about it, communicate. Even if it's hard, if it makes us upset, whatever it is, we talk about it. We never call each other out of names. I had some people said that they, being able to, and, oh, one person said being able to decipher what's coming from the outside world and, that we might have let inside. That's really powerful, because social media is a big thing right now, whatever, and we see everything that everybody else is doing and stuff, whatever, and we try and a lot of times we compare our relationship to that stuff that we see on social media or on TV, but letting what's in the outside world come into the inside, that was a really good one. With that one, I had somebody else say, creating safe words, as well. And I talked about that in my last podcast also as well. Creating safe words. But that is really important to say, you know what? I cannot talk right now. Let's table this and come back to this later when we're able to speak like adults and come up with a solution with each other instead of just hollering and arguing and yelling at each other. And everybody, each one of us is trying to prove a point instead of listening to understand. We're listening to respond, right? So, and then I did ask as well, you know, what was the turning point or how long did it take you guys to develop this? And a lot of people said years. It took them years to develop this. And even in that time, I had one person say that it took them like 7 years to get to that point of where they're able to realize when, okay, right now we're just trying to prove a point. Let's table this and come back to it later. Let's, you know, in our safe space. And then even now it's like, it's still patchy in moments because every day sometimes, you know, every situation that comes up could be like a new situation, a new opportunity that you have to talk about something else. So it's not a one-time hit it type of thing. It's a constant evolution because you're constantly dealing, you know, could be constantly dealing with things, especially as you two grow as individuals and evolving, and then the relationship is evolving as well. It could take some time. And then I had a lot of people say that, you know, when they were holding things in, it added stress to the relationship because now I'm not able to share this with this person that I see every day. Every single day I lay next to this person, et cetera. And it gets to become stressful because I'm holding stuff in. I feel like I have this weight on my shoulders. That's what your partner is there for, to help relieve some of that weight, you guys to be each other's shoulder to lean on and ear to whisper in. excuse me. I had a really good comment, and I'll just read this one verbatim. She said, "I love this question. A big thing for us is how we have disagreements." And this is what I was talking about with creating the safe word. Our rule is no cussing, no yelling. And if we feel like we are going to say something we regret, we will say not right now. And we table it until later in the day when we are able to calmly talk about it and voice how we felt in that moment. This is critical for us because we both grew up in unhealthy environments, and we know that we want to raise children that have two loving adults in their home. We are also happier with a non-toxic communication style and relationship. She really is my best friend that I can come to about anything. Y'all, this is what I'm talking about when I talk about those layers. We have so many. She says that both of them grew up in an unhealthy environment. These are those layers that's been added on to those layers of who we already are as a human race. Growing up, like, a lot of us did not experience that safe space type of mentality in the relationships, watching our parents. They argued it out and, you know, fussing and fighting and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But a lot of us grew up in watching unhealthy relationships. So we take that stuff with us. So, and then not only that, you know, we're dealing, like one of my previous comments said, in her past relationship, she was always being put down. So it always led to an argument. She didn't know how to communicate without arguing and yelling because of, you know, those layers that's been added on. So I say all that to say that, you know, it takes time to develop this tool or this safe space in your relationship, but hopefully this podcast or this episode lets you know that you're not alone, and that just other successful relationships out there have to go through the process just like you're going through. Keep working at it, keep creating that safe space, and keep reassuring your partner, hey, this is a no judgment zone. I want to be your best friend. You can tell me anything. And it may take them some time to come around because, you know, like you said, you don't know what they dealt with in their past relationships. Sometimes you have to sit down and talk to your significant other. This is how we're going to communicate. Create those rules and boundaries so that whenever they do get into their old ways of, you know, yelling and arguing and things of that nature, hey, babe, remember, this is not how we're going to communicate. We don't want to communicate like this. We don't want to be toxic to each other. We want to help grow each other and develop our relationship and move forward. So if you feel like you're going to scream in your ear right now, not right now. Pineapples, garbage, whatever your safe word is going to be. Let's table this right now. And then when you feel like that you can talk about it later on today, let's come back and talk about it. I'll let you gather your thoughts and I'll go gather my thoughts. And it is important that you talk. If it's an early in the day argument, it is important that you talk about it before you go to sleep at night, because you don't want to go to sleep mad and then wake up with it on your mind. And you're starting off your next new, fresh, replenished day with this lingering from the day before. You know, sometimes things do happen at night. So if that's going to be the case, then you guys need to think about it at night. And then when you guys wake up in the morning, before you get your day started and go about your day. Yeah, and start your days off talking to each other and refresh with a understanding of what happened. And now y'all moving on to better things and getting that love in the morning. Everybody wants to feel love, and what better way to start off a day feeling loved? Yeah. I believe that's all I have for y'all today. It will probably be the longest podcast that I've had thus far. And I try and keep it like about 15 minutes, because I know after a certain period of time, y'all be like, okay, I'm tired of listening. We got such short attention spans these days. But I hope something that I said reached out to somebody's heart and was able to encourage somebody to keep pressing. Not only having a safe space in the relationship, but recognizing when you have that safe space and utilizing that tool, because it's not going to do no good if you don't use it. Yeah, that's all that I have for you guys. I want to thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Heart Chasers podcast. I don't take my listeners for granted. Thank everybody that commented and gave their experiences as well, to let us know that we're not the only ones. It does take work. It takes work, people, to make a long lasting relationship, to build, you know, to build good, solid. And one thing I want to point out about each one of those people, they all did it in their own timing. Some people it took years. Some people it took months. Some people are still working on it, but they all did it in their own time, and they built their own strategy, their own relationship. To their own strategy to make their relationship better. We have layers, people. We got so many layers on us, and it's okay if you don't get it right the first time. It's okay if you don't get it right the second time. It's okay that you got to work through some things. It's okay that it's going to take a little more effort, and that some things don't come as naturally to you guys, or that we're trying to get over some type of traumatizing event in our past, or the way somebody treated us, and trying to make ourselves better and better ourselves for our current significant other or next significant other. So it's okay. It's really okay. We have layers, and we have a lot of layers at that. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up on yourself. Keep pushing, keep pressing, towards those goals too. Get through it. Keep pressing towards those goals. No matter what it looks like this year, I don't care what happens. You lose your job, you lose your car, you lose whatever. Something better is coming. If you get, the only way that you're going to lose is if you stop. Don't stop. Keep going. Yes, you might have to have some time for yourself to, you know, grieve, or you know, it's okay to be upset, to feel hurt, to feel defeated for a split second, but don't stay there. Get up, keep going. I'm going to say that again. Get up and keep going, because life is not waiting for no one. And again, the only way that you can lose is if you stop. Don't stop pressing towards those goals. I love y'all. And like I always tell y'all on each and every episode, remember that you have to build your own happiness, build your own relationships, build your own life. I love y'all. Peace.
I'ma do my own thing. Yeah. I'm finna buy a ringtone and let the phone ring. I decided that I gotta do my own thing.